The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
They thought they had Joseph. They thought they had him tied down and peril. They sent him to life imprisonment. Here he is down there. But notice Joseph, when the other king came and had a dream, Joseph said, "Why are you looking so sad?" Notice how he can say that, because he's not affected by what situation he's in. Don't confuse your condition with your portion. I'm telling you, God has got something good for you, and you're not going to miss it this time.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another broadcast. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, we're continuing with this powerful teaching called Living Large, Volume 2. Now, here are two important points that I bring out in today's teaching. Number one, Jesus died to redeem you and I and restore everything that rightfully belonged to us. And he also is removing anything that would mock our redemptive testimony. I mean, whatever was done and the curse had come into our lives, Jesus is removing all of that. In other words, when you walk in this earth as a born-again believer, he wants there to be no trace that sickness was ever in your life, that you ever had trouble in your marriage, or that there ever was a time that you couldn't pay your bills, and so forth. All that completely wiped out. He wants nothing that would remind you of that old self, wiped out completely. Number two, all of God's promises are freely given. I'm saying that all we have to do is receive. Now think about it. He said over in John chapter 1, he says, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God." Notice when it was time for getting healing, he told the man, "Receive your sight." You see, I'm saying not achieve something. In other words, it's already paid for. When Jesus died and redeemed you and I, he paid for us to get us back into the Father's hands. So when he did that, he also paid for everything that belonged to you. He paid, the education is paid for, your mortgage is paid for. Think about it. If he paid for you, and he paid for your healing, why hasn't he also paid for your mortgage? Now, I know, listen, it's so much. That's too good to be true. No, it's the gospel. The gospel is good news from heaven. You're not going to pick this up on CNN. You pick this up from heaven. So I'm saying the message today, I want you to start thinking about living large, having no trace of the old life being in your life, that God is going to give you a brand new life, a brand new start, watch this, and a brand new inheritance. Praise God. This is Bill Winston. Let's go into it. It's called Living Large.
God is with you. And if God be for you, who can be against? Am I right about this? Amen. Stop thinking small. We are living large. Satan has vowed to rob you. How is he going to get it done? Through keeping a person blind. Keeping you fearful, keeping you hung up on the intellectual. And he knows that if you don't have spiritual knowledge, he can steal it. So, notice how many years Jacob worked for Laban. Come on down here in verse 41. "And I have been 20 years in your house. And I served you 14 years for your daughters and 6 years for your cattle. And you've changed my wages 10 times. Now, here's what I'm saying to you. You were never meant to work this long at that job and not be rich by now. One more time. I'm going to deal with you one more time. Now, you can look at me as if you want to look at me as some kind of simpleton, but I'm here with revelation knowledge as your prophet. And I'm telling you right now that you have been being stolen from, that God wants you rich. He said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2, and God said he's going to make of you a great nation, bless you, and make your name what? Great, and you shall be a blessing. Look at that same verse in the Amplified translation, and he said, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant, come on, increase, say increase, say increase of favors, and make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing goods to us. You can't bless them unless you bless. So I'm saying that the enemy's trying to keep us from that. Now let's look at Isaac, what he did, because I want you to read this until it gets into your spirit. This is Genesis and chapter 26, starting at verse 2. And the Lord appeared to him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land that I'm going to tell you of. Sojourn in this land. Sojourn means walk around in it like you own it. Come on, you are no longer renting. You are now taking ownership. And I'll be with you and bless you. For unto thee and to thy seed will I give all these countries. And I'll perform the oath that I swore to Abraham. I'm going to do this. See, God doesn't need your ability. He needs your obedience. Because he's going to do it. Now go all the way down to verse 12. So he told him, don't leave here. Why? Because if you leave here, you're going to try to depend on the world. And once you depend on the world, you're going to negate my blessing. So stay with me, saith the Lord. Glory to God. I'm talking to somebody right over here. And Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew till he became very great. Now we've looked at those two scriptures in the Message translation, because we want you to get the full impact of what he's saying to you. Isaac planted crop in that land, and it took in a huge harvest. Now, don't be trying to guess how huge is. You got a Holy Ghost inside of you, and you need to ask the Holy Ghost, paint a picture in me of what huge is. Because my definition of huge is one bedroom. Hey, wait a minute. Now give me your definition of what huge is. Watch this, and it's already given to you. And friend, you don't. And took in a huge harvest. God blessed him. Next verse. And the man got richer, richer, and richer. Let me add some more to that. And richer, 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 and richer by the day. Boy, that's good preaching right there. Until he was what? Not wealthy. Now, why am I telling you this? Because there's work to do. Part of it is spiritual. Part of it is natural. Guaranteed. Spiritual, save the souls. Natural, give them a school. Come on. Spiritual, I'm telling you, it's two parts to it. And that's why he gave you two parts. He gave you Christ, who gives you the spiritual of being born again, and the blessing of Abraham, which is a tangible blessing. Is this the right bunch I'm talking to? So, when I say that everybody up in here can be a millionaire, I am not trying to trying to impress somebody with some get-rich-quick scheme. That is, now I'm talking about Abraham's seed. And I'm talking about the reason why you got to be rich is because you got to help somebody else. Man. All right, let's just see what else I got, because I got a couple more things. How you doing? You doing okay? Everybody doing okay? All right. So you're never designed to live to work that long at that job and not be rich. So now, if you just read all that, you can see. Okay. So what's the problem? The problem is mostly with the teaching that we've had. We have not had the kind of teaching that could take us into Canaan. Now, let me give you just one example of this. Now, what Satan does is the enemy tries to raise up someone because of blindness. He tries to raise up someone to occupy high places that those people will be able to set the standards and affect the culture according to Satan's plan. For example, here's a book. I showed it in the first two services. And this is a primer. It is the book that was used back in the day. It's called A New England Primer, introduced in Boston in 1690 by Benjamin Harris, and was first textbook printed in America. For 100 years after its introduction, the New England Primer was the beginning textbook for students until 1900. And this was found textbook in the American schools. Now, in this textbook, this Bible brings in the Spirit. Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about. That Satan knows you're three parts. But he tries to get people to think they're only body and soul. Got it? That's why I say you can't go to the world to find out really about you. So what happens is that he is taking these books or this thinking out of the school. Watch this. Legally. Put it out, and if you put it back in there, you'll get arrested. Now, what did they do? That's Satan. Because he knows that if you don't have spiritual knowledge, you're getting dark knowledge. And dark knowledge can help you matriculate in this world, but watch, it can't free you. You can't get free without Jesus. Whomever the Son sets free is truly free. So this is it. And so now, everything is scientific. And they left off the spiritual. So, if you look at this, the Bible brings you back to the Spirit. And without it, you only have the scientific. And Satan's job is to leave mankind with unbelief. Unbelief is not believing nothing. Unbelief is believing something God didn't say. So, now, people are only going with what is humanly reasonable. So that's not reasonable. We tried to get out of the house that we were first staying in when we first got here. And so we were trying to save up money. Every time we tried to save money, the car would break down. Something would happen. And the enemy would rob us. I said, wait a minute. I said, okay. God said, why don't you decree what you want? Now, that came after 3-day fast and me just studying. I just got into this word of God. Fasting doesn't move God. It moves you. So you can hear the one who's trying to give you the answer to get you out of that situation. So what did I do? Meditate the word of God. What is meditation? A God-given process that provides a permanent change in your thinking. It re-alters your soul. Now, that thing can flow through me. I've spoken. After that, he said, decree what you want. I said, we'll be out of this house in 7 days. Now, when I said that, I don't know how we're getting out. Why did I pick 7 days? Because my helper told me. The Holy Spirit said, that's the level of your faith. He knows the level of your faith and what you need so he can help you decree things that are within the framework of what God can do for you because of where you are in your belief. Are y'all with me? 6 days? I said, baby, we'll be out of here in 6 days. Here's what she said. Where are we going? I said, I don't know where we're going, but we'll be out of here. She said, okay, all right. 5 days. I said, baby, we'll be out of here in 5 days. I asked you yesterday, where are we going? I said, baby, listen, ain't no one even getting upset about it. We'd be out of here in 5 days. Well, where are we going? See, by faith you receive. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. That you receive what God tells you by faith. Now, once you get it, hang on to it. Because you got a robber that's trying to rob you. Folks, to make a long story short, miracles happened like I don't know what, and we got out in 7 days. How about when I was in seminary? I said, boy, I took some courses. I said, Lord have mercy, I done got too many courses. And some of these Greek things and Hebrew things, the words are a mile long. I said, what am I going to do now? God said, get in the Word. I said, where is it? He said, it's over in Proverbs. He said, the thoughts, he said, the memory of the righteous is blessed. I started meditating. Memory of the righteous is blessed. Memory of the righteous is blessed. Memory of the righteous is blessed. Now notice what it's doing. It's re-altering so the power can come through my spirit. And so now my soul. And one day my wife said, sweetheart, God told me in prayer that if you study 3 hours a day, you can make any grade you want. I said, praise God. You know, sometimes your wife sounds just like God. And so what happened? I took that 3 hours a day. Next thing I know, the grade time came. My grades came and the grade came and somebody was over the house and somebody said, oh, you all got the mail. Oh, that looks like, that's probably Bill's grades. I said, hey, go mind your own business. You, man, let's see. I opened that thing up, 4 A's and 3 B's. How about the lady who came whose drug dealers were taking over her block and in her neighborhood? And I said, hey, take this oil, pour it down the middle of the street. Where I get that from? Where did I get that from? I got it from God. Where did he speak it to? Spoke it to my spirit. What do I have to do with my soul? Align my soul with my spirit. So it might not sound logical, but it's true. Now, with this, this is a step that most Christians haven't made. And because they haven't made this step, then there has been other ways they've tried to solve things that have not been God. Now, let me go somewhere. I'm going to go somewhere. Don't get mad about this. Okay, so this. So we got to get the Bibles back in the schools. Now, somebody said, well, you got Christian schools. Wait a minute. It didn't say the earth is the earth and everything but secular schools is the Lord's. Hey, everything in this earth is under our jurisdiction, everything. All right, now, people being treated unjustly. All right, let's look at that, because in the last days, justice is going to be one of the main targets of demonic abuse. In the last days, justice system of the earth is going to be one of the main targets of demonic abuse. Now, Amos 5:24. Let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Put it up there in the other translation, please. But let justice roll down like a river, and righteousness like a never-failing stream. Who do you remember spoke that? Martin Luther King. He says, we're not going to quit until justice rolls down like water, and righteousness, y'all don't remember that in his speech, as a mighty stream. Now, what was he doing? He found out something about the justice system of heaven. That there is a justice system that's higher than the U.S. Supreme Court. And what has happened is God's people are supposed to be the ones executing this judgment and justice. Look what it says in Psalm 103 and verse 1. I'll start there. In Psalm 103 verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his what? Holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his what? Benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healed all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, and your youth is renewed like eagles. Keep going. Who the Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. You see, when you know this and your soul is lined up, you don't panic and you don't get afraid. You know that you have rulership in this earth. Say amen to that. There is nothing just about the justice system of Pharaoh. But it was time for the people of God to be released. And I'm telling you, it's time for you to be released. This is a set time, Psalm 102:13, of the favor of God. This is your release. Now, Moses said, Pharaoh, God told me to tell you, let my people go. What did Pharaoh do? Who are you? So what happened? Here comes judgment. Boom. Waters turn to blood. Next judgment. Frogs in the refrigerator. Next judgment. Come on now. Animals died of a disease. Next judgment. Crops got wiped out with locusts. Next judgment. This is judgment. What is happening? It's God. And God is not in the business of killing folk. Look at Ezekiel, please. He said this, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his way and what? Live. God is not in the business of killing folk. He is warning Pharaoh, warning Pharaoh, warning Pharaoh, warning, but he just wouldn't heed. Pretty soon he let him go, but he made one mistake after that. He went after him. He said, I'm going to get him. I'm going to kill him or whatever have you. And what happened? God said, Moses, stick out the staff. Stuck it over the Red Sea. It split. God's people went through. Then he said, Moses, close it up. Right in the middle of Pharaoh and his army. And the Bible says there was not one left. Telling you what's been frustrating you this week is going to be your week. No, no. They thought they had Joseph. They thought they had him tied down and peril. They sent him to life imprisonment. Here he is down there. But notice Joseph, when the other king came and had a dream, Joseph said, why are you looking so sad? Notice how he can say that. Because he's not affected by what situation he's in. Don't confuse your condition with your portion. I'm telling you, God has got something good for you, and you're not going to miss it this time. I decree it. And I'm saying right now, in the name of Jesus, here's Joseph. And next thing you know, Joseph then said, hey, tell Pharaoh I'm up here. See, God, they went up there and forgot about him. Why? Because God don't need your help. God has prepared your deliverance before you even got in trouble. God's got your deliverer on the way. Say amen. You need to just keep a right attitude and keep Jesus in your mouth.
Renew your mind to believe and see all that God has promised for you in Dr. Winston's series, Living Large, Volume 2. To order your copy of this powerful message on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4, contact us online at BillWinston.org. You can also call us at 1-800-711-9327.
Deep within you, there is a call to lead. Distractions have tried to bury it. Criticism has tried to smother it. But the call remains. And now it's time. Become an entrepreneur. God is awakening the call again. Answer it. Take a leap of faith. It's time for you to change the story. Not just for you, but for your neighborhood, your community, your city, your world.
At Joseph Business School, we are here to equip you, to guide you, to empower you, to step into the call that God has given you.
It's time to launch out. Begin a new story. The call is clear. The time is now. Become an entrepreneur.
Everybody is born in this earth with a gift. A God-given gift meant to serve humanity and promote you to places of influence. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston invite you to the 2017 Missions and Marketplace Conference, presented by the Joseph Business School, hosted by Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois. Friday, April 21st and Saturday, April 22nd. Mark your calendars for 2 days of workshops and masterclasses uniquely designed to challenge, inspire, and empower you for greatness. Speakers include top business and ministry leaders. Discover how to reshape the culture of the marketplace by bridging your gift with your faith. Register today. Visit mm.billwinston.org.